Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of healing. We've seen the fact that Jesus is the healer. It's the will of God for all to be healed. The Word's the source of healing. Jesus already accomplished it for us through the cross. Healing now is our spiritual legal right. It's a doctrine of the church. We have authority over sickness and disease. It's released through the name of Jesus. And we receive healing by faith. Praise God. We know that Satan's responsible for the sickness and the disease. God never puts it on anybody. It comes into people because of sin opening the door to the enemy, whether it's come from the inheritance line or from our own sins. We know the fact that, praise God, God will heal us and deliver us. He'll forgive us of our sins, and we can receive healing. It is the mercy of God coming forth and manifest in our life. Now remember that healing is a spirit realm quality that is received through your faith. That's why we have to release our spirit of faith as we speak forth the Word of God and take hold of it. We've talked about methods to receive healing through anointing with oil and laying on of hands and prayer of faith and prayer of agreement, and how we cast out the demonic spirits to drive out the spiritual roots, and how also the gifts of the Spirit can be operative through gifts of healings to bring forth instantaneous healing, special anointings released through handkerchiefs, fasting, receiving healing through communion, and also through the mighty name of Jesus and speaking forth or hearing the Word of God. And the tongue of the wise produces health in our life. We also talked about the fact that healing is a process. The Bible talks about when they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, showing a process. In James 5, it talks about with the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. It doesn't say that it's going to happen instantaneous all the time. In Luke 17:14, those ones that were the lepers, as they went, they were healed. In John 4, verse 46 to 53, talking about the nobleman's son, at the hour that he spoke forth that his son would live, that was the hour the fever left him, and he began to amend. It wasn't instantly restoration for him. He began to amend at that point in time, showing that healing is something that is a process. Some people think that you should only pray one time. If you pray more than one time, you're in doubt and unbelief. That is false. Every time you pray, you can be releasing your faith and releasing healing power. That's why you should be praying continually. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. We are to pray and release His healing power continually. Let's look at an example of Jesus ministering to someone more than once. In Mark chapter 8, verse 22, there cometh to one here, he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand, led him out of the town, and when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. What did the guy do? He looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. Was that a total healing? No. Was that a partial healing? Yes. The guy couldn't see anything before. Now he could see men as trees walking. But obviously the whole thing was not restored. He wasn't totally restored because he wasn't seeing clearly yet. What did Jesus do? He just didn't say, well, I've already prayed for you. You just stand by faith and you'll be healed. That's what a lot of people say today. That's contrary to what Jesus did. Look at verse 25. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes. He ministered to him again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Jesus ministered to the man again in order to cause him to be made totally whole. And this is important for you to realize, the fact that healing is released as a process. And if you don't see the result happen the first time, keep releasing healing power until you see the result. Jesus just didn't leave the guy seeing men as trees. He laid his hands upon him again, releasing healing into him, and then the man saw clearly. Praise God. So Jesus ministered more than once, and we do the very same thing. Praise God. Now, we're going to talk about why people don't get healed today. This is important for you to understand, because many people really get discouraged and they get upset if they don't see healing occur in their life, and they can't understand what in the world has happened. Why don't all get healed? In 3 John, verse 2, the Bible says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Is it the Lord's will for you to be in health? Yes, absolutely. God wants you to be healed. Well, did Jesus go to the cross and bear away the sickness and disease for all of us? He sure did. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. You know, God's no respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he'll do for all. Matthew 8:17, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That's what he did in order to set us free. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And when we see Jesus, he went forth and he healed all that were sick. You never saw him turn anybody away. He's not turning you away. He's not holding back his healing power from you. God is a healer. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. No respecter of persons. He will bring it to pass in your life. Why haven't people been healed? What are some of the reasons why all don't get healed? One of those is a lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6, the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If we don't have knowledge of the fact that healing belongs to us, if we don't have knowledge of the fact that our faith is to be used to receive healing, if we don't have knowledge of the fact that we may need to cast out demonic spirits to get rid of the spiritual root cause of the problem in our life, if we don't have knowledge of how faith works and how we need to continually hold fast our confession and release healing power continually in order to see a total cure, if we don't have the knowledge of God of these things, then we can be destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Isaiah 5:13 says, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. We need the knowledge of God. And this comes through studying the Word. As you're in the Word and you study the Word, you know what the Word says, and you believe what the Word says, and you act upon it, the more knowledge you get of God's ways, then the more understanding you'll have, and you can release your faith. If you have not been healed, there's been a reason. God is not holding anything back, praise God. A second area is the area of unbelief. In Nazareth, it said he could do no mighty works there because of their unbelief. He couldn't do mighty works because of their unbelief. The only thing he could do, it said, is he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. A few people got healed, but he could do no mighty works because of the unbelief. Over in Mark 6:6, it says he marveled because of their unbelief. He marveled because of their unbelief. I'll tell you, God doesn't want us to be in unbelief. Don't ever let yourself get in unbelief. You need to believe on what the Word says and know that God is a healer. If you haven't seen the healing yet, you need to get the understanding of what it takes to get healed and what the Bible says you're to do in order to effect a cure in your life. A third area is unforgiveness. Certainly if you're in unforgiveness, you're going to stop God from working in your life. Unforgiveness is going to hinder your prayers from getting answered. We see in Mark 11:23, it talks about speaking to the mountain, command it to be removed, and then that problem will be removed. In verse 24, it talks about praying a prayer of faith, believe you receive and you'll have it. But then verse 25 says, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. If you won't forgive, then you are abiding in an area of sin, and that is going to hinder you from receiving your healing. If you will forgive, then you could be healed. Remember what Job did. He forgave those friends, those comforters as such that were leading him astray and telling him all kinds of negative things. And he, of course, got restored and got healed and was restored back of all the things that he lost. But if you're in unforgiveness, that definitely is going to hinder you from receiving. In fact, you're going to be taking demonic spirits in and you're going to be causing more problems. Many people that have arthritis is rooted in a lot of unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment that is in their life. Another area is observing lying vanities that forsakes the mercy of God. And what this speaks of is if you look at your situation, your physical state now, and you are observing and paying attention more to that than you're paying attention to the fact that God is your healer and that he will heal you, then you're going to forsake or let go of your mercy. In Jonah 2, that says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. What are we supposed to do? We're not supposed to forsake or give up and relinquish our mercy. Instead, we're supposed to take hold of it. observing or paying attention to lying vanities in Jonah's life was the fact that here he was in the whale's belly, and it looked like there was no way out. If he paid attention to that status that he was in, he'd have never received the mercy of God. That was a lying vanity from the standpoint of what God could do. God could come down, and with his mercy, he could deliver him out of that thing. He could speak to that fish, cause him to be vomited out on the dry land, and that's exactly what happened when he got in faith. And this is important. You cannot be moved by the things that you see. You've got to be moved by the Word of God. You know, Abraham, against hope, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. He didn't get weak in faith by considering his body or the circumstances. He didn't observe the situations that he was in or the deadness of Sarah's womb. Instead, he believed the promise. He had the promise of God, and that's what counts. Do you have the promise of God? If you got the promise of God and you believe on that, then you're going to see the mercy of God come forth. Another area, and this is an important one, is many people don't receive healing because they're mentally assenting that Jesus will heal, but they're not acting on the Word of God. This is where you believe that God's a healer, and you believe that He does heal, and you believe He has the ability to heal, and you even believe that it's His will for you to be healed. But you're not doing what the Word says in order to receive that healing and see a problem be removed from your life. The Bible says faith without works or corresponding action is dead. You know, you can have faith for healing, but never receive it because you don't act upon the Word. You don't cast out the spirits of infirmity, or you don't come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of healing and hold fast your confession and keep speaking and declaring that healing power is flowing into your body. If you just mentally assent, but you don't put your faith in action, you will not receive the healing power of God in your life. You see, these are things that are going to hinder you, and these hindrances need to be eliminated in your life. If you have hindrances, then seek the Lord, deal with these things, let that unforgiveness go, get the knowledge of God, quit looking at your circumstance, quit just mentally assenting, but start acting on the Word of God and watch God bring His healing in your body. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.